goes, cause part of me knows what you're thinking.
Continuing now with our esteemed guest, our in-house economist, our resident scholar, and highly compensated at that, Dr. John Lott, for a special Thursday appearance on the Jason Lewis Show.
Jason, I'm glad you brought up the compensation issue. There's one question I've been having. Since I'm only on for three-quarters of an hour now, do I get the normal full pay, or am I going to get three-quarters of what I normally get?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news. We'll give you three-quarters of what you normally get, but three-quarters of zero is still zero. It's amazing how that works.
I thought at least we were giving this fiction that you kept on telling me the check was in the mail. Are you making this official now that my salary's been docked or what?
I'm sure. Look, it's like plausible deniability. I'm sure someplace in the country a check is in the mail.
I see.
That's all I'm saying.
With a check to me.
Depends what the word is.
Okay.
All right. Back to Adam Lanza, though. I think it's a very important point on how meticulous and dedicated these people are, these shooters, given that we've had another one in Seattle tonight, are in making a splash.
Right. Well, it's pretty amazing when you look at this stuff. Here this guy... He spent a huge amount of time, some people describe it as almost a doctoral dissertation, where he went through, looked at past shootings, looked at the amount of media coverage they got, looked at the number of people who got killed or injured these attacks, had information on weapons used, where the attacks took place, and he essentially graphed it out, showing that the places, the attacks which had the most people killed got the most media attention. I mean, you and I would think that was obvious, I would think. But, and the other thing is, not only did he do that, but he also, apparently, according to police, was comparing himself to the Norway killer, who holds the record for the most number of people killed or injured. I mean, if you take away the bombing deaths that were there, because he did set off a bomb in downtown Oslo, he shot to death 69 people, and wounded with his gun another 110. And so Adam Lanza wanted to beat the Norway killer because he knew he could get more attention.
And that, you know, that is one thing that is the commonality. The media love to focus on guns or this or that, but, you know, in Santa Barbara, the three victims fell to a horrible death, the knife and machete, so we don't hear anybody really much talking about that. It doesn't fit the narrative. But the commonality in almost every one of these is attention.
I think it's all over the place. I mean, you can't read the manifesto from the Santa Barbara killer, not every other page, it seems, come across his desire for attention and trying to obtain attention. And so, you know, you and I could talk about rewriting the First Amendment, all right? I'm not advocating that, but surely that would be one way of eliminating the attention these people would get. We just say, look, in certain types of attacks, the media is not allowed to either mention the guy's name, or maybe they shouldn't even mention the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to advocate that because it's kind of a slippery slope in terms of the government controlling the media. God knows that they're trying to do it enough anyway in other ways.
But it would go a longer way towards solving the problem than attacking the Second Amendment.
I think it would be much more productive
in
solving the thing, because the problems that they have, where they go and ban guns in certain areas or ban guns or other things, it's the law-abiding good citizens who obey that. It's the whole problem with these gun-free zones. When you ban guns from areas, whether it be a whole city like Chicago or Washington, D.C., or a whole country, good law-abiding citizens obey the laws. They turn in their guns relatively more frequently than the criminals do. And rather than making it more difficult for the criminals, it actually encourages them. These gun-free zones actually serves as a magnet for these types of attacks to occur.
Well, and you get a horrible double standard with the way the press latches onto these shootings. How many people do you suppose are going to die this weekend in Chicago? Not to be callous to the tragic death in Seattle, but you'll have more deaths in Chicago. So why is this breaking news and Chicago doesn't get mentioned?
Well, I think part of the difference, for better or worse, are the people who are involved in the deaths. So a lot of the people who are going to die in Chicago, the vast majority of them are going to be gang members.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here we're talking about, you know, basically good citizens, victims who our hearts go out to more than gang members do, than they are for gang members.
No, I don't think there's any question, but a death is a death, and it goes
no,
to...
No, I understand. I'm just trying to explain. Yeah. I think that whether you agree with that or not, my guess is that's part of what's going on.
Well, and members of the media, they like to talk as though they are one with the poor and one with the ghetto, but in fact, they don't live there. This strikes them, strikes a fear in their heart much more so than a shooting in Southside Chicago. So it's probably a little self-preservation here as well. A little more disturbing to the members of the press. But at some point, you're quite right. These people know exactly what the media reaction will be when they try to pull off a calamity like this. They know exactly what it's going
to
be.
You can't come to that conclusion if you read any of these notes that these guys leave. You know, they're obviously trying to get attention. It's just not the Santa Barbara killer. It's not just other ones that we were talking about tonight. Just, you know, the Virginia Tech killer, yep. You listen to his video that was there. It's chilling the way they talk about their desire to get attention. They feel unappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a term you hear everybody talks about, how these guys feel unappreciated, that they feel that people, you know, this Santa Barbara killer, yep. You know, the women didn't appreciate right. him, what have you. You know, it's just...
They
want to die in a way that's going to get them attention.
So if they had to, and you know, just because somebody's mentally ill doesn't mean they can't rationalize, or they can't be rational, I guess, to a lack. So if they put in their calculus that they may not kill instead of 10 people, they'd be lucky to kill one because somebody's going to shoot back, and they're not going to get headlines. The media engage in some self-restraint and quit putting this breaking stories in. My goodness, I think you would see a palpable effect on these mass shootings.
Right, well, you've started to see some people like Megyn Kelly, for example, while she covers these attacks on Fox, she refuses to go and mention the names, and yeah, I think that's part of it.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. Dr. Lott, always a pleasure, my friend. Be well.
Well.
Sorry we had to meet
on this if they go to our website, crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org.
Crimeresearch.org. There you have it, folks. John, thank you. Kate Delaney in for me tomorrow. I'll see you on Monday.